All right.
Good.
Okay, let's begin. We're up to. Let me make this a little lower here. Give the feedback. Okay, we're up to that. Up to that. For you tests on the days. We're up to Toshma Godol Kavod HaBrios. Okay, it's about just a little bit more than halfway down. The last one on the line. We're more discussing the halacha of the example of where a person that was wearing shatnez is mechuyif to take off his clothing in the middle of the street, even though he's going to be embarrassed. So the Gemara here seems to say that's not so simple. Toshma, we have a brayse. The brayse says, Godol Kavod HaBrios. Shadoicha esloisa se shabitoro kavod habrios is so great that it's doicha loisa se shabitoro. So that would seem to indicate even any loisa se. If you think the word face value, that means any loisa se, even a loisa se, even a loisa se min hatoira is pushed away in order that a person should not suffer embarrassment. The amai, that we now learn the top of the page, lema in chokhma vein tfuna vein etzel l'neged Hashem, that when you're dealing with the chil Hashem, the most important thing, you don't worry about kovid when it comes to the chil Hashem. The Gemara answers, tagmur av rav bar shavok hamed rav kahana, when it says here, aloi sasei, we're now referring to an iser de'i raisa, we're referring to an iser midrabonan, belav de'loi sasur. Which is a general loisa say for all isurim midrabanan.
So
an isur, so in the still, when we learn the title of the page that shatnez overrides kavoy, that's because shatnez is the oiraisa. Anything that's the oiraisa comes first. So a person wearing shatnez, the oiraisa, real shatnez, is mechuyif to take off his clothing in the street to be embarrassed. But this that we learned that kavod habrios is doicha loisa se, that's a loisa se, that's a derabbanan de loisa se.
So what's that real shatnez?
There is no such thing as real shatnez. So it says in the top of the page that if a person is wearing shatnez, he is mechuyev to take off his clothing.
Yeah.
But he's going to be embarrassed.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Right.
Too bad. Here it says that if you're going to be embarrassed, your embarrassment is more important than any other avera. You can do an avera in order to prevent yourself from being embarrassed.
As long as you can wear shatnez.
Well, it doesn't say here shatnez. All it says is that you can do a loisase. You can do a loisase as long as you're not going to be to prevent you from being embarrassed. So it's a stira.
Yeah.
The answer is no. When it says you can do a loisase, we don't mean a real loisase. We mean you can violate an iser derabanan to prevent yourself from being embarrassed.
So that would not apply here.
Exactly. So when it comes to shatnez, you're not allowed. You have to take off your clothing. So, but it says a loisase. When it says your loisase, it doesn't mean a loisase de'oraisa. It means an iser derabanan. And why is it called an iser midrabanan? Because all isurim midrabanan are built upon the pasuk of loisasim kol asher yom l'cha, which is rooted in the Torah, in the Torah. But it's not a real de'oraisa. Okay? Let's see. The Gemara says the Targum Rabbi Ashur Kamid Rav Kahana Belav Deloy Sosur. It's not a real Isser Deraisa. Achichu Alei, they laughed when the people in the Eretz Yisrael heard this answer. They were laughing. They said Lav LeSosur Deraisa. What are you talking about? When it says Until LeSosur, it means every Midrabanan basically is Deraisa. So the Gemara says Rav Kahana Gavra Rabbi. So the first thing they gave him Musar. Don't laugh. When someone's a great person says something, just because you do not understand doesn't mean you have a right to laugh. God Rabbi Amar Milsav, a great person says something, lo sechi chalei, do not laugh. And as far as your question, here's the answer. Kol milei derabanan, all isurim derabanan smichin ralav have been supported on the loisase de loisasur. It's an asmachta. When it says over here loisasur, he never meant to say that it's an iser de oiraisa with his malchus arboim in atoira. It's an asmachta. It's a loisase, but not an loisase from the minion of the lavin, the 365 lavin, not that category of lavin. It's nasmachta. And asmichin rabbanan, kol milsa, nil dim rabbanan, asmichin rabbanan, the loisase, do not turn away from the rabbanan, tell you. And the mela, since they are the ones who made this, aver mishum, the kavoid, shorabam, because of the kavoid, person's honor, they never enact it. In other words, it's built in. It's a built in. Every time Chazal made an enactment, a takana, it's built into the takana. In the event the person is going to suffer embarrassment, then the takana does not apply. So we have answered the stira. When it comes to an isra d'oraisa, you have no excuses. When it comes to chil Hashem, the d'oraisa level, a person has to suffer embarrassment. When it comes to an isra midrabanan, built into the isra midrabanan is an exception for kavod. So nechnan, we're dealing with a din of a shanis midrabanan in nechnani. If you would find the case of there are many examples of shanis midrabanan in nechnani, you're allowed to keep your garments on.
But how's the shanis midrabanan?
So you have to ask the shanis laboratory. They'll tell you. I don't know all the halachs of shanis, but there are definitely different examples of shanis midrabanan.
There are?
Yes. Absolutely, different types of shanis. So, absolutely. So you have to know all different gedarim of hilchos shanis. It has to be shanis deraisa. Has to be spun together. If it's just two threads that are lined up, there are different rules. I don't know the rules. But when you're dealing with the din deraisa, then there's no in chachma between the das and the rabban. Then it's mutl. And now the Gemara is going to give some more examples. Toshma. Okay, another kash. Case, but the Gemara at this point the Gemara holds that the nisr deraisa, there's no excuse. I'll show you now an isr deraisa that you're allowed to violate. Toshma v'salamta mehem. The Gemara makes a drash. Let me read you the entire pasuk very quickly. The pasuk says, where is the pasuk here? How could it, pasuk? Can you give me 1 second? Lo sira shar achicha yisayay nidachim v'hisalamta mehem hashev tishrim lefas. Now, where do you put the comma? So the pshuto shal mekli, you put the comma after the word v'hisalamta mehem. If you see the ox or the sheep of your friend being lost, you're not allowed to hide yourself. So the comma goes after the word v'salamta mehem. However, the Gemara makes a drasha and says you can make a drasha. Put the comma before the word before v'hisalamta, which will then tell us that if you witness the ox or the sheep of your friend being pushed away, comma, you are allowed to make believe you never saw that they're getting lost. You're allowed to make believe you didn't see get lost. So what's going on? There are times when you can make believe you can hide, you never saw it get lost. Let's say you are a kohen, it's in the cemetery. You're going to lose, but now we're doing the mitzvah, you're going to be more than the loss of the sheep or the seh. Therefore, you are allowed to conceal. So, what do we see over here? That one of the examples here is zokein ve'einoy lefi kavodai. It's not lefi kavodai. You're allowed to make believe you never saw it. How could it be? But if zokein ve'ein lefi kavodai kavod, but ba'adamai lema ein chachma ve'ein etzel negen Hashem. But when it comes to this day over here, dealing with this deraisa, hashavas aveda, this is not a derabana. This is a deraisa. And here it says your kavod, your zakein, the aim of the kavod comes before an isa deraisa. So the Gemara says, shani hasan the siv islam to meinachanami. This is the exception. In other words, don't bring a riot, don't use this as a makar for any other halacha. This is the only exception. The Gemara asks the kasha of ligma mina. Why can't this serve as a binyanat? That's the general rule that not there that any time davar shebichal. So the Gemara says, "Isura mina moina lo yalfinam." You cannot learn from mammon. V'hesalam to loisa sev mammon. You can't learn out isur from mammon. Okay, so like shatnes. Shatnes is if a person is wearing shatnes deraisa, and to take off his jacket is very embarrassing. It's very funny. I know you don't really think what's the big deal. I'll just tell you a personal story. I went away for Rosh Hashanah last year. I went to Davin. So I forgot the last minute to take my hat. So I was in the car and I said, should I go back and get my hat? I think no, because who knows, there'll be traffic. I decide, so I won't have my hat. Because anyway, I'm going to dive in for the Amid, most of the tilus. I'm going to wear a talus over my head. So I don't need to, for Mincha and Ma'ariv, or for Ma'ariv, or Mincha, because I probably will dive in Ma'ariv anyway. Alright, so I'm not going to have a hat. Because I was anyway going to a place where people there definitely don't wear hats. But then I snuck away for one of the tilus, it was a tilus Yom Tov, to a yeshiva, to Pesach. The yeshiva in Pesach, Rav Meir Stern. So I come there from Mincha Ma'ariv, whatever it was, a place that must have been at least there 200-300-400 bachrim. I have no hat. And I mamish felt embarrassed. Everyone was looking at me like, this is a real stark, heavy duty, where's your hat? So you should know, it seems like, you're not wearing a jacket, Shabbat, you take off your jacket. It's embarrassing, I'm telling you, ma'isa shahaya. It's embarrassing, the small little thing is embarrassing. And the Gemara says, Yisur mimoyna lo yafinam. Toshma. Okay, now we go to a new Gemara. It says in the Pasuk L'Chayisai. Now this is an elaborate Gemara which we're not going to go through the Pratim, but basically we have a Pasuk, and the Pasuk has many extra words, and from each extra word we make a drasha to teach us a halacha. So we're not going to go through the Pratim, but we'll just take the words. It says the word V'Lachayisai, and in this Pasuk the word V'Lachayisai is superfluous, and that allows us to make a drasha. So my Talmud, so what's the drasha? Hare, here's the drasha. But a person was on the way to bring a carbon pesach, or to do a bris milah for a son, and these are chayvei kreisos, davar chomer ad ma'ayit. If you don't have a bris milah, and the child doesn't have a bris milah, and the parent's responsible, it's karas. And exactly, in Karim Pesach, the person who heard that a relative died, I would think that he should return, because the Yitame. Now I think that if he sinned, that one of his relatives died, the person will chuyif to the Mitame to his seven relatives. Amarto lo Yitama. So over here, it's not a Meis Mitzvah. So dealing with a situation where there's someone else that can take care of it. It's not a Meis Mitzvah. What? So we deal with a coin over here. I don't deal with a coin. That's the next piece of Gemara. This is the Hagdama. Let's see the Rashi very quickly. Okay, you're right. So the case here is going with the Nazir, and the Nazir also is a Kohen. So lo yitame, so I don't think so. This is called lachos. It's an ein inyan. The pshuta shel mikra is dealing with a nazir, and then we have multiple drashas. So we don't need that. We don't need that part of the pasuk now. Right now, this is just a build up to what we're coming to in a moment. But the gemara is here saying an ein oitzarich linyan zeh taneu linyan acher, and the inyan acher here is posh. The person is on the road. He's on the road and he's on the way to do a mitzvah. Okay, here it says beferish in my notes. I'm reading over here from the Masifta. I have here this very nice gemara here on the Masifta, and it says here in the perish kan loy meduba shaya koin gadol oy nazir ela meduba be yisrael aholech lishchares pesach. Okay, so the way they're learning the gemara over here in the Masifta and the perish, I'm sure they have good sources for this. We're dealing here with a regular yisrael. In Eina, we have an extra word, and we're making a drasha. A regular Yisrael is in the way to do a mitzvah, Karim Pesach, Bris Milah. And now he gets word that one of his seven relatives is Tamei. So under normal circumstances, Mechuyiv to be Metamei. There's a mitzvah to be Metamei to a relative. But not in this instance, because you have something more pressing. What's more pressing? You have an obligation to do the Karim Pesach and Bris Milah, which is Chayvei Kresos. So that takes precedence. But what happens? I think you should return the yitama. You should go back and you should return. No, amarto lo yitama. That's what the word is telling us. Now, yachal k'shem shenim yitama lohem kachin yitama lemeis mitzvah. Tamaloy mar ule achoisai. V'lachoisai. That's all part of the drasha. Lachoisai hu de'ena mitama. You're not mitama for a sister. But for a relative, you're not metame. Only for a relative, the Torah says, lo yitama, don't contaminate yourself or one of your seven relatives when there's someone who can take care of them. Aval metame lemeis mitzvah. But you metame lemeis mitzvah. Now, what? That's a drash. That's a general rule in drashes of Chazal. You have psukim, and you have extra words, and there's no need for the word in that pasuk. So the Chazal extract that word, and they make a drasha totally out of left field. They make a drasha that's a whole new drasha that's not relevant. I mean, you can if you'll study it more and more, so you'll find some connection why they make a drasha b'dafka in this makom. But if you learn the Gemara, the very posh at face value, it's one of the Yud Gimel Yitzchak and the drasha. It's Misinai, Tar Misinai. It's an extra word to make a drasha. The pasuk here says Lo Yitama, don't contaminate yourself. So simply the Torah is telling the Nazir, you're holy. Don't contaminate yourself or one of your relatives. But why does the Torah have to enumerate all of the relatives? It's, of course, we know who the relatives are. So the Gemara says, oh, it's teaching you something that has no shaychus to the parsha of a Nazir. It's teaching you about a person that's on the way to bring a Karban Pesach or to do Bris Milah, and then he gets word that one of his relatives has died. There's a mitzvah in the Torah for a person to contaminate himself to one of his seven close relatives. Along comes the pasuk here, we extract a few words, l'achoysa lo yitama, not in this instance. In this instance, you're doing a sudden chayvei kresos, don't contaminate one of your relatives, focus on Karban Pesach and Bris Milah. But we also go a step further. Only to a sister is there an obligation. But let's say it's a neis mitzvah. Oh, neis mitzvah. Now you have a dilemma. What's the dilemma? Maybe a neis mitzvah, maybe it's a Karban Pesach, which is kares, and Bris Milah, which is kares, is even more important than neis mitzvah. Kamash will know, neis mitzvah is more important. Now what is neis mitzvah? It's kavod. It's a matter of giving honor to the dead. And the Torah says, what comes first? Kavod comes before Pesach, comes before. So what do you learn here? You learn that Kavod, Godol Kavod HaBriyos, Shedoiche, it's Doiche Adin Daraisa. You have here Adin Daraisa of Karban Pesach, Bris Milah, and the Torah says, no, forget about the Bris Milah, forget about the Karban Pesach, it's more important to focus on Kavod.
So to bury it,
a mace mitzvah, yeah.
No, karov is that.
No, if the karov was a mace mitzvah, yes. When it says lachoisa, it means where it's not a mace mitzvah. There are other people that will take care of the woman.
There is someone else.
Then it's a mace mitzvah. Then it's a mace mitzvah. That's not the case here. Then it's a mace mitzvah, and it's zol bezach. We're dealing with shamash a mace loy mace. It means he has a relative. It's one of his seven relatives. Good, there's a mitzvah, but it's not a mace mitzvah because there's a chever kadisha. There are other children. There are other relatives that are being the top of the mace. That's the question. The question is, but maybe even the mace mitzvah, it's more important to take care of them. Maybe the Karban Pesach, it's dover chomer ad ma'oid.
Who said you can't be tomei when because you run the mace?
If you tell me you can't be Karban Pesach.
Right.
So a mace mitzvah is not a chorus. There's no chiv. Person says, you know what, there's a mace mitzvah, too bad. I'm not doing it. I don't want to do it. I'm scared of the dead. I'm not going to touch it. Is it chayiv karis? Certainly not. There's no chayiv karis not bearing a mace mitzvah. So you think over here, you should take care of the Karban Pesach and the Bris Milah, which is karis, over the mace mitzvah. Yet what does the Torah say? No, mace mitzvah comes first. What's the limud and muster from this? The limud from this is that kavod is more important than a mitzvah deraisa. Oh, so the same.
Can't we tie in that Pesach he has a second chance?
Oh, hey, very good. That's someone who lemshan the Rambam. Let's go separate. You're touching upon a chiddush. That's some taka lom shan the Rambam, but let's go weiter. So the Gemara says, shani hasam. Okay, now this is a little bit complicated, different gears. So we learn the Gemara right now according to Rashi only. There are four mahalachim in the Gemara. Shani hasam the sevul achaisai. This is an exception. This is only exception. Don't learn shatnes from here. Mace mitzvah is unique. V'ligma mina. What do you mean exceptions? There's no such thing as exceptions. Once it says a 1 week loan out, so the Gemara, now this is our Girsa. Not the Rambam did not have these next four words, but our Gemara has these four words. Shev al tasa shani, which according to Rashi means that we really do learn from mace mitzvah. Anytime you do a mitzvah deraisa, And the mitzvah deraisa comes at you do it's of kavod, and the expense of doing this is going. You can be passive in not doing an aveira. In other words, the aveira you're going to do is passive. You're not going to be oiker biyodayim. You can be oiker the mitzvah. So you're not going to bring a korban pesach. You're not going to do a bris milah. Or how could that be? Because of kavod. You're not being oiker the korban pesach. You're not being oiker the bris milah. You're passive. You're not doing it.
You're just not doing it now.
Right, you're not doing it. Oh no, Karim Pesach, let's make believe now. Oh, so let's make believe that it's now or never.
Yeah. No, but there's no.
Okay, it's part of the Karim Pesach because of Kasha. Okay, you know,
it's
Kasha.
It's just an extra.
Oh, that's Toisus. Let's look at Rashi. It's passive.
You have to say that Bris Mila has nothing to do with it.
Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi does not make that the issue. You have to, it's complicated. But Pasha is that if you're passive. Now what about Kalayim? I'm passive. I'm wearing the garment. I'm not just a taking it off. No. When you, Rashi explains, Rashi follows through. When you put the garment on your body, you did a Maisa. I put the garment on my body. That's Shatnes. And now it turns out I'm going to be embarrassed. Who cares? Too bad. You're going to be embarrassed. Your embarrassment doesn't count when it comes to being, you were and putting the garment on your body, and therefore it's too late, too little, too late. And the halacha is, and that's why this case, that's why you cannot compare the case of shatnez to the case of meis mitzvah. In the case of meis mitzvah, when you're violating the aseh of Pesach, it's passively. When klayim, you're violating it actively. Okay, that is Rashi. We'll leave with that. Let's go by it. I'm gonna pop a levaya. If you want to learn more, you learn tois, little tois in the bottom, and there's a Rambam and the lanam halachim in the Rambam. What the Rambam, how the Rambam shan this gemara. Let's go by it. I'm gonna learn pop a levaya. My shnori shem easy gemara. My shnori shanim the israchas v'niso. The earlier people, they were zoicha to miracles. We in this generation, Tom the Gemara, the loy mitzrachas v'nisim shem. The Talmidim going to tell them that they knew how to learn better. They were bigger talmidei chacham. Not so. Today we're bigger talmidei chachamim. B'shmei the Rav Yehuda kul talmidei ben Nezakin. In the years of Rav Yehuda, they learned Masechta Nezakin. This is a very important Rashi. What does it mean Nezakin? There are three we call Bava Kama, Bava Metziba, Bava Asra. All three babas are called one Masechta. It's really one Masechta called Masechta Nezakin. Rashi says we are running a time. Rashi says in fair share that the three babas are called one Masechta. That's all they learned. Can you imagine? That's all they learned was Bava Kama, Bava Metziba, Bava Asra. And we go to see my Shas, 90,000 people, right? Everyone knows Shas today. So the big Kanakas. Vanan Komasninun Shisha Sidri. We learn Shisha Sidre Shas, Shisha Sidorim. Another example, Chiyavi Motor of Yudah Oksan, even the last Masechta, whoever heard of Oksan, Hard Masechta, Yodais, and in the Shas, Rabbi Yudah Oksan, Isha Shekavesha Shiarik Bekadera, a woman that pickles vegetables in a pot. The Amalos, some say, Zaysim olives Shekavshan Bibitar Fehen, in their leaves, Tahirin, so the leaf normally is a yad. And a yad can be mevi tuma. If you touch the leaf, the whole thing becomes tame. No, and the stems. But no, once you pickle these types of fruits and vegetables, whatever they are, then they no longer can transmit, the leaf can no longer, or the stem can no longer transmit tuma, because they decompose in the vinegar in which they're salted in. So, but that's the Mishnah. And what happened? Omar and Rabbi Yehuda said, the leaf is tahar, it's no longer yad. Omar, he said, I don't understand the pshat in the Mishnah. This Mishnah is so hard for me to understand. I see the difficulties of Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel, the Mishnah, they had all these questions. Havayas of Rav and Shmuel, they had the discussions. So he didn't even know pshat in this Mishnah. But Anan, we know this Mishnah inside out. I can tell you 13 mahalchim in this Mishnah. 13 different approaches. Masifta means different yeshivas. Each yeshiva had their own unique mahalach learning pshat in the Mishnah. But the Ilu, even though Rabbi Yehuda only learned three masechtas, he did not know this Mishnah Mishat Uksin. The Ilu, Rabbi Yehuda, ki have a shof chad misnoi, when there was a drought, and he would just take off one shoe, already osay mitra, began to rain. Banan, but we come mitzarino nafshin, we come, we cry, we do all these things. Umitzavach kot safchinon v'les demashkach bon, and no one is paying attention. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not answer our tefillah. So why is it that we are not zoicha to siyata shmaya like our forefathers, even though we are greater talmidei chachamim? Amalahu, the answer is they have more yerushamayim. Kamoy havikom moshri nafshaya k'dish Hashem, they were moisir nefesh. That's the yisoid. Unbelievable Gemara. The kadmoinim, they had mesiras nefesh, anan loy masrina nafshan, the quality of the kadmoinim was much greater than today, and that's why we're now moisir nefesh, masrina nafshan, akadushas Hashem, and akadushas Hashem. What is an example of being moisir nefesh? But obviously this has to be understood better. I don't think it's an example for us to follow today, but I have to know what this Gemara means. He saw a Goisha woman that was the Havis Levisha Karbalta. She was wearing a prostadika hat, or some type of a garment. It was a hat, some type of a garment which was very loud, which was very drew attention.
Provocative.
And she was walking in the street, and he thought she was a Jewish woman. So what did he do? The shuk in the market, he ripped it off her. Okay, he was a zealot. He ripped it off her. He was, but doesn't he know that, who knows? He was meiser nefesh to take away pritzos. And Eglai Milsa was revealed the kusis, that she was really a non-Jewish woman, and therefore it was not his place to do this. Shaimua, they took her, she took him to court, she sued him in court, that he was mevazimi. The Arba Me'azuzi, 400 zuz for the embarrassment. Amalei Amar Lo, he said to him, Ma Shemach, what's your name? Amalei Moson, my name is Moson. Amar Lo, Moson, Arba Me'azuzi, Shavius, Rashtam, that your name was Gurmi. Hidden in your name was this story. Moson means Lashon Mosayim, 200. So 200 times 2, what? 2 times 400 zuz. Because of you, I have to pay 400 zuz, but it was worth it. It was worth it in order to show the Mesiras Nefesh. Obviously, Moson means patience. Had I had a little more patience, and I would have made an investigation, I would have learned that you're not a Jewish woman, you're a Goyish woman, I would have not have done this act of I wouldn't have done this. I would have been so swift, and I would have saved myself a lot of money. But it was still kedai. It was still kedai because he was meiser nefesh. That's an example of mesiras nefesh for kedushas Hashem, which they had, and we unfortunately are lacking, and that's why we're not zeicher to nisim. Next, Rav Gidl Havikar, Rav Gidl Havikar, Ozlob Yosar Shad Dutila, another meiser, which we do not understand what this means. Rav Gidl was very accustomed to Ozlob. He would sit by the gate of the mikvah. He would tell the women how to be toiva. That's not exactly something that a man should be doing, obviously. But he would instruct them. He doesn't exactly tell us the details, but he would, before they went to the mikvah, he would tell them all the laws. Are you not afraid of Yetzahara? That you see women go to tefillah, this is not a derech of nerch for a man to do. Amaluhu damin the apai to me, the women ki koke chivrei, like white geese. I killed the yetzahara within me. I learned so much Yerushalayim. He wasn't bragging, but he was saying it says that he killed the yetzahara. Believe cholol bikirbi like David Hamelach, and therefore I'm doing the l'shem shemam. If I have nothing to worry about. Rabbi Yochanan, another ma'isa. Rabbi Yochanan was a beautiful person. Have a rogel, have a kozel, the yosef ashay the tefillah. He would sit in front of the gate, the entrance of the mikvah, on the way out. See, the first one was on the way in. He was on the way out. Omar kisokni told, when he told the women the kisokni b'neshal the asim tefillah, when they would come out of mikvah the asim tefillah mistakmi, they would look at me. The nahavi lu zara the shapir chavosem, when they will look at me, they'll be beautiful. They will have their children will look. The children will have, they'll look at me. I'll be the first one that they look at when they come out of mikvah, and they'll have beautiful children just like me. Indeed, this Amud Rabbanon Loikom Estape Mar Meina Bisha Ayn Hara. The women come out of mikvah, they look at you, they look, wow, what a beautiful person, Ayn Hara. Amaluhu Ana Mizare the Yosef Ka Sinakam Serv Yosef Tleshalta Beina Bisha. It's not Shaykh to me, Ayn Hara. Tafsir, it says by Yosef Ben Poros Yosef, a fruitful son. A fruitful son, Yosef ben Paros, a fruitful son. Ale Oyin. Oyin means to the eye. Ale means to the eye. pleasant. Paris means it's fruitful and it's pleasant to look out to the eye. The end of Avo Al Turki Ale to Elo Oile the Cholam above the eye. And what is the interpretation that I am that Oile Ayin that I'm above the eye, that it's not shaykh for me the Ayin Hora, I'm above it. I'm not going to be affected by an ayin hara. It's a special bracha. Why? Why was zechut to this? Another makar. Rav Yosef Rabbi Chanina Amar Mehacha, the bracha of Yaakov. He gave a bracha to you. I said about your children. The yidgu l'rov, may they multiply in abundance. Bekerev haretz. The word the yidgu comes from dog, fish. They should multiply like fish. Fish multiply. Ma dogim shaviyamin ma'im lechas maleim. Why do fish multiply? Because they're not shaykh to yed to ayin hara. Why not? They're covered by the water. Even though clear, unpolluted water, water that's not polluted is clear, doesn't matter. The deeper you go, the mitzvah says water obscures what's deep down. Even if it's clear as day, it doesn't matter. The eye does the ain ayin hara shalat esbohem. Avzar shal yoyis, that was the bracha. Ain ayin hara shalat esbohem. Avzar shal yoyis, ain ayin hara shalat esbohem. And another reason given, it's not only in Yibayisem, it's a time, why was he zecher to the bracha that there was no ayin hara for Yosef? Why did Yaakov this bracha? Because he did not look at Eshes Potifar. Ayin shaloi rotsa salozoi, did not want to derive benefit. He was oimin in the nesoyin of Eshes Potifar. He was only 17 years old. He was in the height of his taiva. And he was all alone. No one would have known. He was away from Yaakov and his brothers. The nesoyin, Chazal tell us, it's noir of oyim, what he was able to be oimin on. Ayin shalot salozoi, mimash ayin shaloi, ayin ayin hara shalot espoi. He was zechut this incredible bracha with doiri doiris, that ayin hara is not shalate. Can you imagine every time you see something and you don't look at what you're not supposed to see? Can you imagine the bracha you zechut to, the incredible bracha, very big nesayin in this dar? Ayin ayin hara shalot espoi. Now, by the way, this is a very important halacha, that a woman, when she comes out of a mikvah, it's brought down that a woman is not supposed to look. The first thing that she's supposed to look at is something that is pleasant. And then there's a minug. They're supposed to look to Shemayim. When you come out of the mikvah, the woman, she should right away look up to heaven, and that should be a skula, or whatever this means, that she should have beautiful children. And it's also, in Tisha B'Av, there's the Medrash of the Asara, Harugei Malchus. And there you have Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, was extremely beautiful. We have also the kina of his son. The son and daughter, they were extremely beautiful, like daughters of Eiv. Where did that beauty come from? So the Medrash there says that he did not have children. Shmuel ben Elisha did not have children. He was a child. Elisha did not have children for many years. And he told his wife, the reason why you don't have children was because you look at things that are not proper when you come out of mikvah. And she tried, the whole discussion about Mamash this Gemara, what she did when she came out of mikvah, it took her many, many times until she saw some Malach, Eliyahu Navi. You have to look at the Medrash. The Medrash elaborates very much on this little shtickle Gemara about Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. He was the second of the first of the second of the Asurgi Malachos. Okay, let's go further. Noshim, now we go to Halacha Gemara. Noshim, the avodim, the ketanim, putim, the kriyashma. Women, slaves, the ketanim, the putim, the kriyashma. Umenatzfilim, the achayam, the tfilov, mezuzim, the tzamozim. Now, we know Noshim apotim, posha, because Noshim apotim, posha, because it's Mitzvah Seshman, Zad, Shazman, Gromo. Right? Kriyashma. Kriyashma is man Gromo. Why? Because it depends on the time. B'shach b'cha uvikumecha, day and night. It's totally in Zman. Anything that's totally in Zman Gromo is Potter. What about Tfilin? This Rashi says this man that holds that Tfilin, you're not chayv at night. You only chayv in Tfilin by day. Mela it's Zman Gromo. So Noshma Potter. And what about Kriyashma? Only those two could put me kriyashma min hatfilin. But the big question is, why are ketanim? Why are ketanim part from kriyashma and from tefillin? So Rashi says tefillin is pasha. They're not nizim gufnaki. They're not roy to. They're not mature enough to be careful in the kedusha. And why are they part from from Kriya Shema. So Rashi, something fascinating, because the parents, the father is not home at the Zman Kriya Shema, in order to properly mechanech the children to say Kriya Shema at the proper time. So since the father is not always home, a melo, so the pot from mechanech in the midst of Kriya Shema. Okay, let's go weiter. What? Potter Avalasu.
Since potter, it's just a tour.
Yeah.
It's a tour.
But they really
have shoes? Or they not have shoes?
Of course they are. Of course they can do it. If they want, of course they can do it. But there's no chiv for the father. It doesn't mean that they're not. There's no chiv chinuch.
These are derisa din, right?
But the father doesn't have a chiv to be mechanech them in these mitzvahs because it's too hard. They're not nizer in the kedusha. Not that he shouldn't. No. If he wants, so he could. But he's not mechuyev to go out of his way to be mechanech them in these mitzvahs. Okay, you say something very good. You have to go look by different, go study history of when ketan and put on tefillin. There is such chassidus shemaisalach where they put on tefillin by ketan and they put on tefillin already, and by kriya shema. But there's no absolute chiyuv in mechanech them in these two mitzvahs. What about? Children and parent is mechuyev to mechanech his children tefillah, nosh mechayev in tefillah, uve mezuzah. Mezuzah is not zman grama, and it's a bracha of lachayim. Uve birchas hamazon, it goes out saying lachayev in birchas hamazon, and it's not toz zman grama, and your parent must mechanech the children. Now the Gemara goes and discusses. Kriya shema pshita. Of course, the pot from Kriya Shema. Mitzvah says Shazman Grama who? The Chol Mitzvah says Shazman Grama Noshim Beturos the Potter. So more small. The same Ochol the Isbei Malchus Shemayim. I would say since there's something that's so important, the whole essence Kriya Shema Kabbalah so Malchus Shemayim, maybe Noshim should be chayv at least mid Rabbanon they should be chayv, and maybe a parent should be chayv to teach his children about Kriya Shema. Kamashmula, no, there's no chiyuv of Kriya Shema Afilu mid Rabbanon. When it comes to Noshim and Ketanim, Uminat Tfilin, Pshita, of course, it's Zman Groma, it's only by day, not by night, and children cannot be Nizur in the Kedusha. Mal the same, Ahoyal Viskash, the Mezuzah, since in the Parsha they're juxtaposed, I might compare Tfilin to Mezuzah. And just like we're going to learn later, Noshim Achayv in Mezuzah, because Mezuzah, it says, Laman Hiru Yimechem, long life, Memelo, I would think, and what's juxtaposed to Mezuzah is Tfilin, so maybe the chayv and mezuzahs in tefillin as well. Kamash mulon noshma potter from tefillin. The chayavin. What about Michal Bashol? She wore tefillin. I once saw a moiridik of pshat. Why she wore tefillin? This is an incredible pshat. Because Chazal tell us that she was one of the, I don't remember the number, of the most beautiful women in the world. The Gemara lists, there's a Gemara that lists the Noshim Yaf Yafais Shabailam. And the Gemara tells that when a man would see her, a man would come lidei keri. So it was a problem for, she was a machshel, she was obviously a very holy person, and she was the cause, the daughter of Shol HaMelech, she would cause people to sin. So she wore tefillin. What's tefillin? V'ro kol amers ki shem Hashem nikro v'yadu mimeka, it would counteract the yoifi, the danger of the chait that comes due to yoifi. Yoifi is a dangerous thing. It can cause a man to sin. And she didn't want to cause men to sin. To counteract that takola that she could be responsible for, she wore tefillin to bring about yira shamayim, so people should not sin. So it counteracted the not just tama. She wore tefillin. She was today the women do all these things. Nachas shalom. It was a kedu. It was an inyan of kedusha to counteract shem shemake. You'll tell they also in the shem shemake. Yeah, they're gedarm and what's called shem shemayim. The chayav in betzvila. Why the chayav in betzvila? Why the rachmin and the why a noshim and because rachmin, everyone needs rachmin. Drachmin inu. Mal the same. The Gemara says you may be misled. Choyel chsibah says in the pasuk the erev vokivit soharayim. It says in the pasuk in Tehillim that David said, "I pray to you Hashem in the evening, in the morning, in the afternoon." Can it say Shasman Gavin Dami? Kamashlo no. Even though it's a pasuk in Tehillim, that's not the ikur. The ikur is it's rachmin. Tzila is not the raisa according to this Gemara. the whole shayl till the raisa, not the raisa. It's not zman grama. Even if it's the raisa, it's any time during the day. It's not zman grama. Mail of the chayiv in tefila. Uve mezuzah pshit. Of course, chayiv in mezuzah. Laman yibim mechem. Now the same ochel viskish the Talmud Torah in the parsha of tefillin, in the parsha of kriyashma. Mezuzos compared to Talmud Torah, and by Talmud Torah it says v'limat muslimas b'neichem v'leis b'neiseichem. This is Talmud Torah. Mashma know that they're potter from mezuzah. Uve'biruchas hamozain, they're potter from the chayiv. Sorry, the chayiv in biruchas hamozain. Pshit, of course. Ma'od the same oil looks to be seita shem lachem ber basol lecha v'lachem v'bekel l'spoya. Since Torah gives zmanim, there's a zman when you're supposed to eat. I would think, no, we don't say that. We say the noshim indeed are, it's not the ikar. You can eat whenever you want. Just an example of when you derecherets, when you eat, but it's not really totally in zman eating. Memeli yichayivin birchas hamazon. Amravadbar have a noshim chayivos bekiddush hayoyim. Noshim achayiv to recite kiddush Friday night. Dvar Torah min haTorah. Amai, why is that so? Shabbos only once a week. Mitzvah says Shazman Gromahu, Vuchomet says Shazman Grom Noshim Pturos, Amar Baya, Midraban, you're right. When it says to the Noshim Achayiv, Bekiddush Hayom Dvar Torah, Dvar Torah is not to be taken literally, it only means Midrabanan. Amalei Rav, what are you talking about? How can you say that for Dvar Torah Kama? Don't tell me only Midraban, it says explicitly the Chayiv Dvar Torah. V'yod also, Kol Mitzvah say Nischayiv Midrabanan. If that's the case, if you're going to tell me, that when it says Dvar Torah means Midrabanan, then we should say that every single Mitzvah says Shazman Grom to do midraban, and that's not so. The rule is any mitzvah which is man grama noshma potel gamri. There's no such thing of a woman chayiv even shayfer coming up Rosh Hashanah. So noshim the makbid on shayfer. That's not a chiyuv. It's man grama noshim. They took it upon themselves. But even they took it upon themselves. It's only a minhag they took it upon. It's not a chiyuv. There's no chiyuv midraban if a noshim to listen to shayfer. So what's going on over here? Elam arav amakra. Here's the answer. Here's the inachnami. Kiddush for Noshim is a deiraisa. It's even though it's zman grama, it's like matzah. Just like matzah, what's a little take a step back? What's matzah? Because matzah is compared to chametz, and chametz is a loisase, and a loisase Noshim achayiv even if it's zman grama. So and since matzah compared to chametz, so mel Noshim achayiv in matzah min haTorah. Same thing when it comes to kiddush. Kiddush is compared to the loisase of don't do malach on Shabbos. They're compared one to the other. Chayiv in the loisase, the chayiv in the asay. And what is the comparison? Zochar v'shama the luchos v'shoynois. And the luchos shniyos. Galam Rava amakra zochar v'shamar. It says in the luchos v'shoynos. It says, make sure I'm saying it right. Luchos v'shoynos. It says zochar. And luchos shniyos. It says shamar. Kol sheyeshna b'shmir yeshna b'zchiv. V'chani nashechol v'isna b'shmirot. So loisase. Kol mitzvos nechayvos. So isna b'shmirot. I'm reading the Rava nashim b'birchas amozim deraisa idam and have a shaila. And Noshim Chayiv and Birchas Hamazon deraisa. Now he's coming obviously to disagree with the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah Noshim Chayiv and Birchas Hamazon. He's not certain when it says the Mishnah Chayiv and Birchas Hamazon. Does that mean the Chayiv deraisa? Now Rashi says a beautiful pshat. Why would I think Noshim a potter from Birchas Hamazon? But Birchas Hamazon, and the Gemara conclude, is not zman grama, even though it says b'seis Hashem lechem b'boiker. We added there. So okay, maybe that's one approach. The Torah says that zman achila is night and day, but Rashi says because it says Allah. The land was divided to the men. The chalukah of Eretz Yisrael was to the men, was not divided to the women. They did not receive the chalukah. It's a long Gemara. Of course, Pesach in different places where the Gemara talks about how the land was divided. Oh, but you're asking, what about Bnei Slavchot? No, Bnei Slavchot, they got the chiluk of their father. They didn't get their own portion. Their father died. And the father had no sons, so they took over the portion of their father. But we don't find anywhere that Hashem mamish gave an original chiluk in Eretz Yisrael to an isha. And since Birchas Hamazon is totally in Yerushas Aretz, so maybe Noshim apart from Birchas Hamazon. That is the Gemara's dilemma. Noshim and Birchas Hamazon derayis l'rabban l'may nafkamina nafkamina lafuki rabam rab yidei chayvas nafkaminis. Can a woman be mitzi a man the chiv of Birchas Hamazon? Amarto, the Raisa, Beninadan and Bain, Eschem, the Raisa, and also the Raisa, Mapa, the Raisa. Iamarto, Eliamarto, the Rabbanon, the Havisha, Havisha, and the Mahuib, the woman is exempt. And the man is Chayvin at Torah. And the rule is Vachoshin and Mahuib, the Varatari, and the Moitzia Sarami, the Chavos, Nikna, the Moitzia, man that's Chayvin at Torah. My, what's the answer? Toshma, BMS, Samru, we have Halacha. BMS, they said. Ben, Mavarach, Leavi, BMS always means the Halacha. Whenever it's BMS and Shasa means this is the Halacha. Ben Mavarach Lav, a child, if the child is a Talmud Chacham, the father does not know how to read. Father doesn't know how to read. So the son can be Moitzi, the father, Birchas Hamazon. That L'chor means, even though he's a Katan. Okay, that's a Chiddush. We'll see in a moment. The Eved, Eved L'chayv Mitzvahs Kisha, Mavarach L'Rabbi. If the master, the Eved Kanani, the master does not know how to read, and the Eved Kanani knows how to read. So the Eved Kanani can be Moitzi, can read the Birchas Hamazon, he might see the master. The isha, the wife, mevareches lebala. Husband doesn't know how to read. The wife knows. She can bless your husband. Avul amru chachamim. Tavay me'era. May a curse come upon a person. Ba'adam. She'isha banav mevarech mulay. If the person's wife knows and his children know, then he should go take a course. Go take a course in Hebrew and learn how to read Hebrew to know how to branch. And if he does, he allows this matzav to continue his whole life, where his wife and his children are being moitzi him in Birchas Hamazon, it's a disgrace. He should be cursed. Period. That ends the braisa. Now, here comes the right. Iyamarta b'shloima de'oraisa, that an isha's obligation to bench is de'oraisa. We understand how her wife can be moitzi her husband. Ase de'oraisa, mapik de'oraisa, she can be moitzi her husband. Elo iyamarta d'rabban l'lichayim d'rabban, ase d'rabban, mapik de'oraisa. Can it be then the woman is only d'rabban can be moitzi her husband, which de'oraisa? So the Gemara is, what kind of, don't bring me a raya, because in this raisa, we're certainly dealing with a d'rabban being moitzi a de'oraisa, because one of the examples here is a bed. Ben, big might see his father. And L'chayra Ben here means a Ben Katan. It's not Mukhrach, but L'chayra means a Ben Katan. Well, Tamech, Katan Bar Chiyuvahu. And what does it say? A son, he might see father. Ella, so you have to say the case, see, that we're dealing with, we're not dealing with the case, Gesundheit, where the father is Chayiv to bench Minat Torah. You're only Chayiv to bench Minat Torah when you're satisfied. But if you're on a diet, the wife puts the husband on a strict diet, so the husband's not satisfied. So now the wife can be moitzi. The wife is satisfied. And the husband's not satisfied. She ate the dessert, not him. So now they're both, so she's a drabanan, because she's not chayef, she's not a bar yoyish, and the husband is drabanan, because he's not satisfied. And so now that's the case, so it's not a kashal. But Nechanan, going in a situation where the husband is satisfied and she's also satisfied, she's only Midraban, he's Deraisa. And Nechanami, according to this approach, that in this side of the dilemma, and Nechanami, the wife would not be able to mighty the husband because she's only Midraban and he's Deraisa. Now, once we mention this scene of Deraban and Deraisa, we remember the beautiful Agudivri Agada, Dara Shabi Avir, Bezimin Amr, sometimes Amr Mishmid Rabiyami, Bezimin, sometimes Amr Mishmid Rabiyasi, Amr Malachi, Ashurst of Nechash Brachuri, Bonishalam, Kosubus of Etzecha, Asher. You do not show favoritism. You do not take bribes. Really? But it says in the Torah that you do show favor to Klal Yisrael. Birchas, this is Birchas Kehanim. May you Hashem lift up your face, Elecha, and the Kehanim bless Klal Yisrael. That may Hashem Yisrael Hashem ponav Elecha. May Hashem show you favoritism. Amalahem. So Hashem says, I'm entitled to, and this there's a reason why I'm allowed to show favor. It's not showing favor. The only time I do not show favoritism is when it's shloi kedin. But when it's deserved, then that's not called shloi kedin. Why? Amalahem v'chi lo yesafanim liyishol shokasavti lehem b'tar rodin b'tara v'yachalto v'savato v'rachdas Hashem alokecha. Then the only time you mechuyif to bench when v'savato, when you're satisfied, the haim, but they are medaktikim al atzman ad kezayis ad kebetz machlekes in the Gemara. What is the shear for Birchas Hamazon? The mayor says a kezayis, we pass like that, and the Yehuda says the shear is kebetz. If a person needs bread the size of a zayis, size of a beitza, so it's machlekes. So you chayif to bench, but eating a zayis and a beitza does not necessarily give a person satisfaction. And yet Klal Yisrael medaktik to recite Birchas Hamazon even though they're not satisfied. So Klal Yisrael go lifnim yeshuas hadin. Klal Yisrael show me favoritism more than I required of them. The Mela, they've earned that I the right that I should show them favor. Next. Now we go to the sugi. So you have a Balkari. Balkari Naharer Beliboy the Ainoy Mivarta. Balkari, we're talking about Takonas Ezra. Ezra came a long time by Yeshani made a Takona that a person may not recite Divrei Torah, and he may not daven, he may not wear tefillin until he goes to mikvah. And I think until also, I don't remember all detail, but you're not allowed to learn Torah, not allowed to daven, recite Kriya Shema until he goes to mikvah. Balkari Mahar now, here is the Balkari, and there's no mikvah. There is no mikvah, so what is he going to do? It's time to recite Kriya Shema. If he's not going to recite Kriya Shema, the time is going to pass. By the time he finds a mikvah. So it says the Mishnah, Balkari Maharer Beliboy, he should think the words of Kriya Shema. He should, in his mind, he should not be Moitzi Bepeh, but in his mind, pronounce the words of Shema in his mind. The Einay Mevarach, and the Bracha is before Kriya Shema, the Bracha is after Kriya Shema, zero. He does not recite Bepeh, and those Brachas, he does not even Maharer in his heart. There are two brachas. There's the bracha shalafanav and the bracha shalachar. The bracha shalafanav is hamayitzi lechem in aretz, and the bracha shalacharav is birchas hamazon. So the bracha shalacharav is d'oraisa that he should be maharer. The ain the mevarach lefanecha, but the bracha shalafanav is not. So basically, the gemara's maskan is the gemara's maskan right now is when it comes to a mitzvah d'oraisa. Kriya Shema is the Araisa. Birchas Hamazon Lachorov is the Araisa. That he should be Maharer Beliboy. And according to the Tanakhama, Yotza. Because according to a mayor, a hearer Kedibur Dami. Okay, this is the Gemara's Maskan, very big Kiddush. We don't pass like this. But according to a mayor, thinking is equivalent to Dibur. So when you're dealing with a mitzvah d'oraisa, even though he's a balkari, and a balkari is in a lot of trouble because he has to go to mikvah, but in the meantime, it's you're mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa by thinking the words of Kriya Shema and Birchas Hamazon. What about the brachos? The brachos of Kriya Shema, the two brachos before the one bracha afterwards, by Shachris, and by Ma'ariv you have two before and two after. And what about the bracha of Hamoitzi Lechem in Aretz, which is only midrabanan? It's only midrabanan. So midrabana, not only should you not say it, you should not even think it. Period.
Is this built in because of Ezra?
No. The Gemara is going to explain. Ezra is you're not allowed to be moitzi bepeh. Moitzi bepeh deraisa, and you're not allowed to be moitzi bepeh or be maharer by a derabana. But by deraisa, Ezra did not have the koyach. With his gezerah to be oiker mitzvah deraisa for being maharer. That far Ezra did not have the koyach to go. Who says all this? This is the Tanakhama. Now we have Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is very vague. Baruch Hashem, I have over here in this Gemara, this Masifta explains here the word exactly. Rabbi Yehuda says there are two mahalachim. The mahalach, we'll just learn the mahalach now. One mahalach, Rabbi Yehuda. It's mahalach, Rabbi Yehuda, Shem Bekabetz, what it means. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Mivorech, Lifneihem, Uli Acharehem. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this means Rashi is not clear. Rashi doesn't explain what he comes to argue. Two points. Two things. Number one, he holds hearer is not kedibur, and he holds that tefillah Ezra did not go that far. He holds that you could call shekain. If you can say the brachos, you can certainly say Kriya Shema. If you can say Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz, only midrabanan, you can certainly say Birchas Hamazon, which is deraisa. Not only can you be maharer, you can actually be moitzi bepeh. So he's coming to be chaylik on the Tanakam. Tanakama holds, number one, Tanakama holds that the brachos you do zero. Derabanan you do zero. Deraisa you maharer. The Tanakama is mechalik between the derabanan and the deraisa. That's number one. Number two, even in a daraisa, the only thing you can do is be mahara. You can't be moitzi bepeh. Rabbi Yehuda is chilik on both of these yesaidas. Number one, there's no chilik between bracha and a drabon and deraisa. Number two, even when you're dealing with weather, drabon and deraisa, there's no chilik between the here and deeper. Once you can do it, you can do it all the way. You can be moitzi bepeh.
So it was
also seen in the Gemara. Ezra's takana was only when dealing with things that are not required. Like barely, the things that are required, like learning Torah, so you don't have to learn. Go to mikveh before you learn Torah, or to okay, I'm not really sure. We'll have to see the Gemara more. I'm not really sure exactly what the kind of Ezra was then. And this maybe you're not really sure. That's one mahalach. I'll tell you the other mahalach. The other mahalach is from the Shin Mikubetzes, and the Shin Mikubetzes says Pumfakert. He says that Yehuda says that when it comes, he's only come to argue on one thing. He holds that when you're dealing with a din deraisa, it's more chomor. Then you only should be maharer. But on a din derabanan, you can be moitzi bepeh. So mevorech lefnei melacharei means you can be din derabanan, you can be makel. And you could actually say it even though the person is a balkari. But on a din deraisa, that's more kedusha, then you should not be moitzi bepeh, you should only be mahara like Tanakhama says. Okay, we'll see more in the Gemara. But right now the Gemara goes to start the Gemara a little bit. The Gemara here says, Amar, Yurina Zoysmer from the Tanakhama, you should be mahara. Hiru Kedibur Dami. You feel here Kedibur Dami because the fact that you can be mekayim the mitzvah by thinking, thing is equivalent to Dibur. Because the Isakadai Lav Kedibur Dami, Lama Mahara, what's what we're going to accomplish? So the Gemara says, so what do you tell me? Lama Mahara? Here, kedibur dami. So once is equivalent to dibur. So you might as well say it. Also, so you might as well say it. So my elamai mahar elamai here kedibur dami yaitzi b'swasaf. So now this is tricky. It is very tricky. I remember the first time I learned this one. I got stuck. It's very easy to add a word. You have add a word in the Gemara. You add a word loy. The Gemara now is giving an answer. Remember, you have to remember that the Gemara now is giving an answer. Loy. The answer is keda ashkechon b'sina. And to understand this, you need Taisus. Look at Taisus Dibur Mas Kedash from the Sinai Parish. Afagav the Kedibur Dami Linyan Shiyatz and the Kamakam Lav Kedibur Dami Linyan Shei Balkeri Asel Harer Kedashkan the Sinai the Hoyisham Dibur the Hoyut Shechem Litval the Afalpi Shoyut Shoyskim Shomea Koinen. That's in Salos. The whole Mekor of Tilas Ezra comes from Har Sinai. Hashem told Moshe. That they should go to mikvah, al tigshu alisha. For 3 days, it was prisha. 3 days before Matan Torah, the men had to be purish from their wives. Why? Because they would be tnayim. They'll be with their wives, they will be tnayim, their wives will be tnayim, because their wives will be purish shech vazera. So they had to be purish for 3 days. So we see that Matan Torah, which was Talmud Torah, required them not to be in a state of problem of Ezra. No problems of Ezra for Matan Torah. And how was Torah given? It was given not to Hearer. Torah was given to Dibur. Vaidaber. Hashem spoke to Klal Yisrael. Eila Hadvar Hashem spoke. Oh, but the Bnei Yisrael were listening. They weren't speaking. They were being Maharer. No. Shemeya Koineh. When Hashem spoke to Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael listened, it was as if Klal Yisrael was speaking the Divrei Torah. So since we find the Makar for Tzilas Ezra comes from Matan Torah, and Matan Torah was in a matziv of Dibur, Hashem spoke, and Klal Yisrael listened, and Shemeya Ko'ineh, listening was equivalent to Dibur, that's what Tosfos Mamash says beferish, to answer Kasha, that is the probe, that's where you need Tzilas Ezra. But the Maharher, even though Hero in Achnami is Kedibur Dami, but it's not exactly the way it was by Matan Torah. It's one notch lower. So you can be Mekayim the Mitzvah Derais of Kriyashma through Hero. because here is Kedibra. Oh, but Tfilah Sezra, the Makar of Tfilah Sezra is Matan Torah, and Matan Torah was done with Dibur, and Klal Yisrael listened Shemea Ko'ineh, so it's here Kedibur, to be Yitzah, but it's not exactly the way it was for the Makar of Tfilah Sezra. Memela, that's the best thing the person should do when he's in this Masa, to Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kriyashma, to Mahar the Kriyashma, than not to actually say the Kriyashma.